Chapter 1. 4 missed calls. Meg Scott pushed her mobile back into her pocket, putting into practice one of her favourite philosophies. If you don't let yourself see, hear, or smell something, it won't exist. Besides, she could guess why her father was calling and had promised herself she wouldn't relent.
So we're down to our final option.
Morag Dooley whacked a reindeer-shaped salt shaker onto a table in Meg's cafe, imitating a judge with a gavel. The black cape she wore, done up to the chin in her mass of grey curls, added to the illusion. Meg glanced around the small room, which was situated in the back corner of her all-year-round Christmas shop. She'd added an extra layer of festive decoration the evening before because it was mid-November. A Christmas tree, flashing white icicle lights, green and red tablecloths, and sparkly snowman centrepieces, which gave her a warm, fuzzy glow. The counter in the corner of the room, behind which Cora Dougal, Meg's assistant and uber barista, stood, was lined with tinsel and displayed what was left of the cafe's decimated stock of Christmas-themed cakes, biscuits and sandwiches. The rest had been snapped up by the 24 locked-in residents squeezed around the 6 tables clustered into the small space.
"I propose this year's Christmas promise is to fix the village hall roof,"
Morag declared with another triumphant whack.
"Does everyone agree?"
"The roof has to be a priority," Fergus Mackenzie growled.
He was a handsome man in his late 60s, with a silver beard and dark grey eyes. He grimaced at his coffee, which Morag had forbidden him to add whiskey to earlier.
"The jam club has been coming into Applecross Inn every Thursday evening since the village hall closed, and they're disturbing my alone time with all their blethering."
Beside Fergus, Agnes Stewart's green eyes twinkled as she jabbed him gently in the ribs. They'd started dating over 4 months before, and Meg knew she was used to his curmudgeonly ways.
"A lot of clubs have been forced to close since the roofs..."